Balls, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and yeah, I'm all by myself this week. We were going to have a Rockin' Pod Expo special this week. It's not going to happen. So we're going to do it next week, but I wanted to have a show for you today anyway, and I thought I would go old school. Now, if you don't know, when I first started this show, I had a few other people on with me, and we did like hour and a half long shows, and then they all bailed on me because they had other things that came up or that they wanted to do, and I started doing like 15-minute shows, 30-minute shows, whatever. And just covering the news of the week or a topic, you know. So I wanted to do something, you know, we just turned 5 years old. And I wanted to, you know, let's go old school. So this week we're going to just jump right into the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening right now, and I want to make sure everybody knows about it. Some of it is pretty epically cool. On Google Play right now, you can get a Kiss lock screen. I saw it, and I really am disappointed because I'm an Apple guy, and they have it for, I guess it's your non-Apple products. But the cool thing is if you install it, your code to get in, like instead of pushing, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you would push pictures of the guys in the band or record album covers, or I just said that twice, or whatever. I'm looking at a bunch of the different things right here. It's pretty cool. It's different. But it's your, you can unlock your screen. So go to Google Play if you have an Android or whatever this is for. I think it's Android. And download it. I don't think it costs any money. I think it's free. It doesn't say anything about money. But it may. But I don't see anything about cash. So that's pretty cool. I was noticing that the action figure series, you know, the Kiss action figures that have been coming out over the past few years, they have the Love Gun 12-inch action figures at Series 9, and the packaging is almost identical to the ones from the 70s, which is awesome. It has the guys on the cubes, and it says Demon, Spaceman, Catman, Starchild, which is really freaking awesome. It looks like they're muscular action figures. I'm checking them out, man. This is, you know, you look at these kind of things and you're like, yep, that's the stuff right there, man. I love that kind of stuff. Now you can get them. Looks like a set of four is $239.96 from figurestoycompany.com, or each of the action figures is $60 a piece. If you just want to get the, you know, separate, the single ones, but I don't know why you would want to do that. Now the other thing that's really cool, God, is this is really cool. Apparently the back of the box has some cool pictures on them as well. I'm going to have to flip this over. Here we go. Oh, look at this. So it has pictures from the, you know, the era. So like Gene behind the spider web, or let's see, Paul's is going to be, well, it looks like they're all the same. But still, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I really like these, and I have to figure out how to come up with a little bit of extra money and get them. So, figurestoycompany.com, check that out. It would be, I think, worth it to pick those up, especially if you're going to display them with your original ones. Kiss Cruise 8, it's coming up, like 80 days away. And by the time you're listening to this, it's more like 79. October 31st through November 5th. We will be on the boat and ready to go, you know, rocking on the high seas with Kiss. they announced the activities with the band. And here's what it says. Double the activities with your KISS Navy leaders equals double the fun this year. Each of your heroes will take part in two activities each as we sail around the Caribbean. That means you have even more opportunities to see each member of KISS around the ship. Check it out, cruisers. Now, here's what they've announced. Paul Stanley's Rock and Roll Art Class, the Cruise Kitchen with Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons on Power, a motivational talk, I Was Made for Loving You, Vow Renewal with Gene Simmons, Junior KISS Navy Air Guitar Competition with Tommy Thayer, Drum Off with Eric Singer, and KISS Family Feud with Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer. They're also going to have a lip sync battle, and the whole band will be there, I guess, to judge that. So let's dabble into these for a second. Paul Stanley Rock and Roll Art Class. Okay, so it says, you've admired Paul Stanley's artistic talents in the onboard galleries of Wentworth, and now you will have the chance to witness the star child's creative genius live and in person. In this rock and roll art class, 15 lucky cruisers will join Paul on stage to create their own work of art inspired by one of his original masterpieces. Not only will Paul instruct those on stage in the techniques that he uses himself, he'll also reveal some of his own influences and inspirations when it comes to creating his one-of-a-kind paintings. Now, this is cool. If you haven't signed up to try this, look in your mailbox if you're going on the cruise. It should be on there. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna sign up for that. Let's see. What else do we got going on? The Cruise Kitchen with Paul Stanley. It's not a KISS cruise if you aren't immersed in all things KISS, and that includes getting to know your heroes better than any other fan. Paul Stanley may be a rock and roll god, but he also has a love of cooking that he'll be sharing with the KISS Navy once again. Now, I've seen him do this. I want to say, I don't think it was this past year he did the pizza. Maybe it was, but he maybe it was 2 years ago. He did this pizza thing, man, and it was one of the best part. It was so funny. It's he's got a great sense of humor, and so everybody got to the people that were picked were on stage, and they got to come up with their own pizzas and make them, and Paul judged them, and somebody won. It was pretty cool. Watch and learn as a star child cooks up a few of his favorite culinary creations on stage. Plus, 5 lucky cruisers will get to watch from the stage, taste each dish, and maybe even try their hand at cooking as well. For the chance to be one of the 5 guests chosen, fill out the submission form. Once again, check your thing out. My problem is I love food, obviously, because look at me. But I don't like a lot of kinds of foods. And if I had to walk up there and he made something that I, in my brain, knew that if I tried it, and all I can say is this. 2 days ago, I ate a tomato accidentally in this, like, rice thing that I ordered. And I can't even explain to you the disgust. I like ketchup. I like tomato sauce. Tomato in the mouth. Anyway, okay. So, and I don't want to do that in front of Paul Stanley. So that would be super embarrassing. Now this one's interesting. Gene Simmons on Power, a motivational talk. Excuse me. Gene Simmons has enjoyed many successes in his life, from fronting the hottest band in the world to creating the KISS Empire. One of the most admirable things about the Demon is his business know-how and entrepreneurial skills. I hope I said that right, or you guys are going to give me crap. In a KISS cruise first, Gene will share his philosophy on power with the KISS Navy. His lessons on attaining, keeping, and harnessing power are sure to change your business and your life. This treat for cruisers of all ages will include a motivational talk as well as a short as well as a short Q&A with questions submitted by you. Once again, I'm going to keep saying that. Go to your email, look in there, check it out. It's they're in there. These are the things. I was made for loving you, vow renewal with Gene Simmons. That one I don't even want to open up. So you have your Junior Kiss Navy Air guitar with Tommy Thayer, your drum off. I love playing the drums. I hit them hard, and I'm really below average as far as a player goes. I could sit in with the regular rock band, but I would never, never have the balls to walk on stage and drum off with Eric Singer. Just not even going to happen. But if you're out there and you're the kind of guy where you're like, I think I could take him, well, check out your email. It's in there. And then the Kiss Family Feud with Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer. I got to read this one because I'm not 100% sure what it is. Survey says members of the Kiss Cruiser family are in for a challenge, and we want you to participate. Tommy and Eric will each lead a team of cruisers to take part in this family face-off. Three cruisers will be chosen via random lottery to round out each of the teams to sign up. I read that like there was no comma. Three cruisers will be chosen via random lottery to round out each of the teams, so sign up. I wonder what the questions will be. Are they going to be all Kiss? You know, Family Feud, though, is like top five answers on the board. Name a blah, 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 that Kiss, blah, blah, blah. That would be kind of cool. So sign up. Get into that. Let's see. We have, that's pretty much it. There's, of course, a pool deck show and a lip sync competition that Kiss are going to host. Check those out. You can sign up for that kind of thing. If you get picked, it's major kick ass. I actually got to ask a question last year, and that was a lot of fun. Let me get to my, I guess that's my news. So let's get to my topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
This week I learned, or we learned, if you guys don't know yet, I did an interview in the middle of the week with the guys, Andy and Joe, from The Gathering in Miami, because they announced what two songs Vinnie Vincent is going to play at The Gathering with 4x Fate, and they turned out to be I Love It Loud and All Hell's Breaking Loose. So, and those are good songs. I'm super happy about the All Hell's Breaking Loose. There's not much of a solo in either of the songs to me. I would have really loved to have heard something else. However, that's what I'm wondering. I'm only going to talk about this for a few minutes. This has been pretty cool so far. I don't want to go on too long, but When he does this, he's going to be electric, he's going to be on stage, and he picked two songs where there's not a whole lot of shredding involved. Do you think that's by design? Do you think that he said, okay, I just want to take it easy on stage with 4x Fate? He's got a show coming up in December, and it's all acoustic. So when he's playing in Tennessee, I'm so confused by this. I really think that there should be maybe a little more clarity, because I think fans really want to come. But one of the things that they really want to see is Vinny shred. Am I wrong? Am I wrong here? I want to see Vinny Vincent pick up the electric guitar and do what Vinny Vincent does. And that's shred. He is a shredder. He was Kiss's first shredder. You know, so with the show coming up in Miami and the show coming up later in the year in Tennessee, don't we want to know what we're getting into. I've seen people posting stuff going, surely he'll pick up an electric guitar at this acoustic thing just to show off a little bit. But nobody, I haven't seen an answer for that yet. So I'm wondering what you guys think. PodcastRockCity1@gmail.com. That's the number one, by the way. I screwed up my own shtick there. But yeah, PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one at gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Have you purchased tickets for this? Are you going to purchase tickets for this? What's the thing that would put you over the edge? Obviously it's in Tennessee. So if you're in California, you've got to be able to get to Tennessee in order to enjoy this concert. Now, if you're a huge, huge, huge Vinnie Vincent fan, you're going. I don't know how many tickets have been sold at this moment. I know that there was a bit of them sold last week. I'm just wondering, if you haven't purchased a ticket or you haven't decided if you want to go, what's it going to take to push you over the edge? Because a thing where he sits and tells stories and plays guitars, is that enough for you? Or must you have an electric guitar on that stage and him go, okay, 3 minutes, here I go, and just tear it up for 3 minutes. There are a lot of us that would love to see that. If there was an announcement that said, yes, Vinny will pick up an electric guitar and shred, there are a lot of us, probably including myself, that would drive on up. I mean, I live in Georgia, so it's easy, but there are a lot of people that want to see this. And is it enough what he's doing with 4x Fate? In Miami, to make you, the Vinnie Vincent fan, happy, where you're going to go, all right, look what he's going to play these two songs, they kick ass, I can't wait to see the video, or I'm going to be there to see it, I can't wait to see that. That's pretty much it for the day. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging and not have a show this week. I thought that this would be pretty simple for me. Old school. I used to do shows just like this every week. You can always go back to iTunes and check out the old shows or podcastrockcity.com. There's a whole boatload of shows posted on there that are no longer on iTunes. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Let me know what you think. Don't forget, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. It would be super, super awesome also if you could go to iTunes and leave us a review for our podcast. It's one of those things that I don't ask for a lot, but it helps out, and it would be cool if you've never left us a review to leave us one. So that's pretty much it. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.